Yeah.
Everybody loves the
Good to hear from everybody this evening. Welcome to the Conflicts of Life. This is going to be another hot show just like normal. Oh, my God. Woo! Today we're going to be talking about the subject, why do I keep putting up with your mess? Oh, my goodness. You are such a problem to me, and I keep hanging on to you anyway. Why am I doing that? That's what we're going to talk about right here today on the Conflicts of Life with Miss Jackie, who is in studio. Miss Jackie, what's happening, player?
Woo! Happy Friday Eve! Woo. Everybody loves the sunshine, and we surely be getting sunshine here in Dallas. Can I say that? It's been real, real nice having a spring-like weather in the middle of January, or the end of January. It's the end of January. At the end of January. It's been nice. Hasn't that been nice? Shorts and showing your legs and... Let's put it this way. It got everybody motivated to get back to that gym and on that diet. That don't see everybody like, oh yes, oh yeah. They starting to feel their sexiness. It's a motivator. Look, it's a motivator. People feeling sexy in the heat during January. They getting ready for the summer in full force. Legs were out. Everything was out. I said, my.
Are you in lust today?
You know. Can I just say this? I'm just feeling good because normally I'm always complimenting people. You know, women, whatever. I'm always complimenting people. Always, because just you know.
Always.
I was
That's right.
Telling I get Chris. I got a question on that. Do you go the other way? No. I don't go the other way. I feel confident in myself as a woman and who I am. I could tell another woman, baby, you look good, girl. You're showing them, girl, them legs is dynamite. I ain't got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But today, my ego got stroked a little bit, and I must say thank you very much, people. Thank you. You know? I was like, what? I haven't been called gorgeous in so long. Gorgeous? I turned around and looked around like, huh? They said, you. I said, me. Oh, my. A girl said, I was talking about her, you know, talking about, girl, you should be a model. She's a thick model, but you should be a model. She's thick to death, but you should be a model. She said, shoot,
oh,
I'm trying to be like you. I said, oh, look, y'all stroking me now. I'm getting ready to purr.
Girl, knock it off.
I had to arch my back and everything. Arch their back a little bit when, you know.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Okay, slow down. Everybody, if you didn't know that Jackie was in the house, you know Jackie is in the house. She's always in the house. Welcome to the show, Miss Jackie.
Woo! Girl, you are funny.
Oh, my God. This is why I have the best co-host in the land. Oh, Miss Jackie. Oh, God. You got to love Miss Jackie. All right. Let me get through these announcements real quick. If you want to contact us, of course, you can hit us up on our email address, which is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. Again, theconflictsoflife@gmail.com or our Facebook page, which is The Conflicts of Life. Miss Jackie also has her page, which is Full Circle Women's Group. On Facebook, which has, 7,000 or 8,000 people on there? And wow.
Seven. You know, I got a secret number in my head. I said, okay, God. You know, I'm always off key, Patrick. I know you got, let me finish it now. Because, you know, I'll jump all over the place on you. So I'm going to be quiet until you cue me. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead, finish.
This is such a good show. This is why we're good at what we do. We entertain you before we get into the bad stuff. So here's the deal. Also, we have the Couples Conflict page. If you haven't visited that page, we have thousands of people on there, and we're doing posts. That particular page is segmented towards divorce and breakups. So visit that page. There's information on there as well. We are just ready to get started on today's show. We need to deal with this subject because a lot of people are in relationships that are just not conducive or healthy for them. And the reason why you stick in that relationship is, well, there's a myriad of reasons people stick in there. And we're going to talk about that right here today. But this also, if you haven't seen today's question that came in from one of our our audience listeners. You can go to the Conflicts of Life page. There's already people jumping on there commenting on this particular question that we're going to deal with on the second half of the show. So with nothing else to have to deal with, let's get on into today's show. I am fed up with putting up with your mess, but I keep hanging with you. So again, today's show, we are talking about why do I keep putting up with your mess? Ms. Jackie, oftentimes you and I, we talk to a lot of people and throughout the day, and you know, oftentimes we give counsel to people on how to deal with bad relationships, and I'm just saying this. I typically try to stay away from advising people to get out of relationships because typically I'm only hearing one side of the story. I don't hear the other person's side. So I don't know for sure if what you're telling me is 100% gospel or not. But nevertheless, you know, based upon what you tell me, I can make some slight recommendations on what I would do if I was if your story was true and I was in your shoes. So I always take into consideration, you know, that what they're saying to me may just be an emotion and may not be 100% truth. But with that being said, if you are in a bad relationship, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're getting beat upside your head, if the kids are in danger and all these different things, I don't give a rat's behind that you're in love. You know what? Use wisdom. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
That's good. You know, there's a few things I was kudoing you on as you were speaking. I said, okay, that's cool. That's all what you just said was wonderful. And, you know, and I was reading the question, and I started reading the question, and it's funny because there's another thing that you also say that was ringing through my head when I was reading the question. And as I'm reading it, I said that the true question is, and she said it, you know, why are you allowing this? And the next question after that is, why do you feel so worthless?
You want to read the question?
Yeah, read the question. Or you want me to read the question?
Okay, let's read the question, then go ahead and finish your comment, because I know the audience don't know exactly what the question was. So
okay,
let's go ahead and
read. Okay.
I'm going to read the question, and then let's get back to you, because you already, I know where you're about to go with, and this is going to be some good information, everybody. The question that came in to us today was, my boyfriend cheats on me like I don't even exist. However, I don't know what is wrong with me because I take him back every time. I know I can do better, but I love him so much. My mind tells me to leave, but my heart speaks louder and has me in prison to this man. What should I do? Okay, question. Go ahead with your comment, Jackie.
You know, so as I'm looking at that, she says, I love him so much. And I'm thinking, it's almost impossible for you to love him so much. Because to love someone so much, you want them to have the best of you. In order to have the best of you, you got to least value you. Mm. And you don't value yourself if you're allowing people. See, that's what people always hand their power over. And they almost, as they speak into you, Patrick, it's almost like they knowingly hand it over. And if your people speak to you throughout the day about how this person make me feel or this person does this to me, and I'm listening to it, I'm saying, but the question is, why are you allowing this?
Right.
Like, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. And I said, yeah, you do know. The problem is you're an ostrich. You want to stick your head in the ground and you want to avoid your true self.
Right, right, right.
But something
you know,
in
that's
you.
A great...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'm listening to you. You're on the road.
I said, a perfect example is look at people. When you look ahead, people in your life, your inner circle, they're really mirrors. They really reflect a part, not your whole, but a part of your personality. And right now, if you have this man in your life, he's really a mirror reflecting a part of your life that's showing you that you really don't care about yourself. You don't.
Wow.
Because when you care about yourself, you don't settle for less. Especially, she's saying one thing and saying, see, she's saying she knows she can do better. Well, if you know better, we do better, correct?
Right, absolutely.
So do you really know you can do better? And the thing that came to my mind that you said one time, Pastor, I think you said this week, in fact, but you were saying, I can't remember the word verbatim, but basically what you were saying is, ain't it strange we can give our bodies to people, but we can't have the necessary conversations that we should be having?
Yeah. And I still mean that. I don't get that.
And I was talking to my girlfriend, and she says, Jackie, she says, you know, because we're talking about life insurance, when you get of a certain age, you start thinking, okay, we need protection here or whatever.
right.
And it's funny because she was saying, you know, people get into relationships, but they refuse to talk about the business of the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get in marriage situations. When you start, a girlfriend, boyfriend is one thing, but when you are committed to a person, you know, the thing is, you got to talk about death. Where you want to be buried, what is this, how would you be provided for once I'm gone? Because that's the income gone. It's not just the person gone. Yes, that's the hard part. The person is not there. But the last thing you need to be going through while you're trying to go through this, your loved one not being with you anymore, and you're grieving, and you're sick, and you're going through, now you get ready to get put the hell out. Now you can't pay bills. So now you got stuff on top of that. And people, not to get off topic, but the point of this part of it is we have conversations about the stuff we think we won't upset them. We won't get the answer. We really don't. We have conversations about that, but we will not have conversations about the scary stuff. You know, your brain. You know, the character. We'll have a conversation, baby, your booty look fat, or you look good, ooh, your thong is right, you look good. We'll do that. We'll spread them and open them wide, bottom and top, you know what I mean?
Yep, we will. But we will.
You know what I'm saying? But we will not spread that upper part to have
that.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, take it over.
Here's the thing that bothers me about this person's question is because you're talking about that you're having, it's kind of like a schizophrenic type of process that you're in, because what happens is you're telling me that your mind is telling you that you should go, but your heart is telling you something different. I was speaking to a group of guys not too long ago, and I was telling them what the root word of integrity is. Integrity means you do not have any cracks. Integrity means that everything is in alignment or balance. What that typically means is this: what I say, what I think, and what I do all lines up. Let me say that again. The word integrity means that what I say, what I think, and what I do all lines up. And if it doesn't line up, then I do not have integrity. That means that there is something that is causing fractures or brokenness, or there's something that's causing instability with me. And your equilibrium, emotional equilibrium or steadiness or ability to balance is thrown off. And in this situation, it sounds like you're allowing your feelings for this guy to actually cause you to be imbalanced mentally. Let me give you, now I gave you the technical term for it. Let me give you the regular street term. Girl, this dude is driving you crazy. That's what we call it on the street. Girl, you crazy. You're going through a crazy moment, and it's normal. We've all been through it where you just don't get rest because one part of you is tugging in one direction, the other part is tugging on you on the other direction. So you don't know which one to choose. But quite often the answer is right there in front of your face. You don't want to choose. Because the question you need to be asking yourself is, what part of your being is this person satisfying to the point that you cannot let go of it? When you identify what contribution he is giving to you, then you can figure out how to fill that gap without him. Let me say that again. When you figure out what he is contributing to you that causes you to want to stay in a situation that you and everybody, including your mama and grandmama in the grave, knows you should be out of, you have to ask yourself, what contributing factor is it that he's giving me that's causing me to stay? And when you can figure out how to meet that need without that person, then at that point, you become free. But until you find another way to solve that problem, you are always going to be, like you stated, imprisoned to that person. And the funny thing is, to get out of this particular prison, he does not hold the key. You hold the key. And when you figure out what key that is, you can easily unlock the door and go find another way. This is why I advise people, Jackie, that it is imperative and important that you know who you are before you get into a relationship, so that only you hold that key to your value. Because as you just said earlier, when you hand your value over to somebody else, you lose who you are. And when you lose who you are and they trample over you and don't respect you, you get lost in translation. And that's what this sounds like is going on with this young lady. Jackie, what's your thoughts on that? Oops.
Do you need your chair or are you going to use a basket?
Okay, I guess we lost Jackie, and we'll be waiting to get Jackie back in. So anyway, my point is this. I appreciate what this person is saying, and I want to get to some of the Facebook comments because some of the Facebook family have made some comments on this while we're waiting on Miss Jackie to get back in. So let's go to our Facebook family. The first one says, wow, I read this question, and just for those who's coming in late, we're reading this question that's on our Facebook page, The Conflicts of Life. It says, my boyfriend cheats on me like I don't even exist. However, I don't know what is wrong with me because I take him back every time. I know I can do better, but I love him so much. My mind tells me to leave, but my heart speaks louder and has me imprisoned to this man. What should I do? The first comment says, that's me. Wow. So that's another person. This other person is saying, he is only doing what you allow. Keep excusing the cheating, and it will continue. The next person said, pray and ask God for strength to leave. If he really loved you, he wouldn't cheat on you. You have to love yourself more and know that you deserve better than that. Be encouraged and remember, God is love. Next one says, well, you got two choices. Leave him now or leave him after he gives you a disease. Another comment said, love and respect yourself. Let God in and let God handle it. Well, there's many more comments. I'm not going to read all those. So, again, you can jump on the Conflicts of Life Facebook page and join and add your comments. We always post something pretty much every day. And also our new Facebook page, which is Couples Conflict. So that one is getting a huge, huge amount of people flocking to it. We've got about 500 or 600 people in 1 week joining. So getting back to this, here's what I'm trying to tell everyone. If you find yourself that you are in a situation that you feel is just quite messy, and you feel like, you know what, I'm stuck in this relationship, I shouldn't be here, but for some reason I'm in this thing, let me tell you this, okay? As your radio host, I have been there. It almost destroyed me. I lost who I was. It was so bad. Literally, I'm telling you the truth. It had gotten so bad until at one point I was so broken until I didn't even want to look myself in the eye. I would brush my hair and never look myself in the eye because I had lost who I was in the identity of the relationship. But the blessing was that God allowed me to actually know and learn myself again. Because as I tell people now, one thing I've learned through that experience was this. I have learned that Pat was born with purpose and destiny in his life before he got into a relationship. And I want you to hear this real good. I was born with value. I was born with destiny. I was born with purpose in me long before I ever met the person who I said I loved. Long before the person who said they loved me came into my picture and into my world, I had already been born with destiny inside of me. The problem came when I started thinking that the only way that I was going to accomplish my goals and destiny in life was with this person. And I'm not saying that you will never need anybody to fulfill what you need to do in life. You're always going to need people. But what I am saying is you got to keep in mind, when people choose to treat you good, keep them around. Cool. But if people are in a position where they want to mistreat you, then let them go. Guess what? There's many more people who's there. God is the one who gave you the vision in your heart. God is the one who birthed you with purpose in mind. So he gave that to you, and nobody can ever take that away. But if you forget that you are an important person with or without somebody, then when you forget that simple, basic understanding, you have forgotten you. And what happens is this. Oh, well, I just feel so fulfilled when they're around. I just feel like they make me whole. I hear that crap all the time. Let me tell you something. Nobody can make you whole. You were born whole. You came out the womb. As a matter of fact, guess what? You came out of a hole when you were birthed. You came out your mama's hole as a whole person. And when they slapped that bottom, you started screaming. You screamed by yourself. You breathed by yourself. You grew by yourself. With God's help, of course. But the point is that don't be so dependent on people dictating and adding value to you to the point that when they want to walk out of your life, you feel like you've lost everything. What I'm trying to communicate to you guys is this. You were born with everything before anybody steps into your life. Now, people can continue to add vision and value to you, but they cannot take away from you who you are at your core. Miss Jackie is back in as well. Hey, Miss Jackie, welcome, welcome.
Hey, they try to shut me out. I said, what the heck? What's going on in the universe? But I'm back.
You're back. Hey, Jackie. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you forget that you have value and purpose, and you put it all in the hands of another human being who is flawed, full of mistakes, just like you, and you say that this person now has power over my destiny, and they are now the overall dictator of my value, you got problems. And not problems that they created, because a lot of times you keep blaming them, but they're not the problem. It's you. Jackie, what's your thoughts?
There it is. I mean, that's the truth. That's what it is. That's there it is, people. Like it, love it, embrace it. But you need to heal. you need to heal. People have got, it's so many people out there that's hurting. And when I say hurting, I'm not talking about from external. I'm talking about internal hurting. And until you recognize it and until you identify it, if she would have read her own letter to herself, if she would have read that question to herself, she really answered her own question. If she would have read it, she's saying, I know I could do better. Then do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love him so much. Well, when you love, I love my children so much. I want, and I think about that all the time. I said, you know, because I got my grandkids, and I think, oh, my God, this is tiring. And I'm thinking, how in the world did I raise two small children, work two jobs 7 days a week? Where did that energy come from? Well, basically, you know, you do what you have to do for the folks you love. You want them to have the best of the best, and that includes yourself. That includes yourself. You want them to have the best. You know, my husband, he was packing up my bag one day when I was in the hospital, and he was bringing me stuff. And he was looking, he was like, hell, I don't know what to bring. There's so much stuff up here. But when he was looking at all this stuff, and he came to the hospital, and he was telling me this, all of a sudden he turned around, and he looked at me, and he says, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all that you take yourself through to give me the best of you.
Yeah. Yes. And see, here's the thing. Here's what I would suggest to people. I have made a commitment to myself that I would never, ever allow people to remain in my world who don't want to really be there. Mm-hmm. I will not beg you, and I will not kiss your two booty cheeks to keep you into my world. If you don't want to be in my world, you are okay to leave, and I'm okay to let you go. Because I will not allow myself to be abused verbally, physically, or mentally just to have your physical presence in my world.
Yes.
You are not that important. I am sorry. There are billions of people on this planet, and I'm quite sure that God can help me find one person who's compatible for me, who's willing to be in my life because they really appreciate what I do, they appreciate who I am, they have patience enough to deal with my hurts and my pains and my errors in life,
yes.
And
yes.
I have the
yes.
patience to deal with theirs and to love them through their mistakes, through their
yes.
flaws, through their love, through their crying. I mean, there's one person on this planet who will see my value, and that's all I need. I don't need to be fooling with people who don't see me. And that's a question
yeah.
you have to ask. Do you truly see me? Not the
yeah.
physical me, but the inner me. And if you can't see me, then I don't need to have you around me. That's a choice you can make at any given time. That's your power. That's the whole point. But if you don't need to see you, of course you're inviting abusers in who's going to not see you either. And this is why it is imperative that you take the time to heal and deal with you. Don't try to keep jumping in and out of relationships thinking that jumping into a new relationship is going to heal the hurt and pain you're dealing with.
No,
it is
no.
Not. Jackie, you hit it on the nose at the beginning of this show when you said too many people are just sticking their heads in the sand. Not only are they doing it with the person who they're with that's abusing them, but they do it to their own self. I don't want to deal with me. So I'll just keep lingering around, hanging around people, friends, family, keeping noise around me to avoid dealing with me. But in essence,
yes.
you never get to the core of who you are, and you never know what gift you bring to this planet because you're too
yes.
busy being distracted and not willing to deal with you.
Yes. Yes. There it is. There it is. Can't get no further
well,
than that. That's it.
Right.
There it is.
Well, Jackie, any closing comments for today?
I mean, you wrap that bad boy and put a bow around it and give it a kiss and put it some smell good on it. So there it is. All we can do is gift it to you and give you the information, family. What you do with the information is on you.
It's up to you.
Because knowing what you know, you're guilty. See, knowing and then choosing not to handle it or deal with it, knowing it and not and walk and choosing, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Well, if that's the case, let me just say this. I will say this. And I've been saying this a lot. Okay, now that I know that you know, if you continue to do the things that you're doing, then if you like it, I love it. But what you cannot
yep.
do is you know what I'm saying? You cannot keep complaining about it. You can't keep complaining
right.
about it. You do not get that right. You don't get that right to be stuck and then want me to hear about it. That's not what we're going to do. You chose to stay.
Right.
You stay. You like it? I love
yep.
it. God bless you.
Exactly.
Find peace.
Yep, exactly. Don't keep telling me your drama. You must love it. You keep sitting there. All right. Well, anyway, listen, everybody, we are out of time. This is The Conflicts of Life. Like I said, visit us on our Facebook page, The Conflicts of Life, or you can also email us, which is theconflictsoflife@yahoo.com, theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I said Yahoo is at gmail.com. Have a great weekend, and as we always say, everybody, DGU. Don't give up. We're out of here, everybody. Have a great weekend. Peace and hair grease.